The extra point is no longer a gimme. It will move from the 2-yard line to the 15 after owners approved the rule change on Tuesday with an overwhelming 30-2 vote.
It's going to help us, you know, because obviously I pride myself on accuracy, so I'm kind of looking forward to the challenge, and I think it'll kind of help the good kickers in the league that have good accuracy and stuff. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I made them today, so that's good.
Broncos kicker Connor Barth is already practicing them and is a perfect 149 of 149 in his career on extra points. Barth, a kicker who prides himself on accuracy, said Wednesday that the rule change will shift the way he approaches the PAT.
You got to focus a little bit more than you did when you were kicking 20-yarder, you know, from the 10-yard line. So you just got to really focus in and not take it for granted, because you never know, man, if it comes down to a game-winning kick from a 33-yarder, it's a lot different than from the 10-yard line, which is 20. So you just got to focus and just not lose sight of that.
Last preseason, the NFL experimented with longer extra points. And kickers across the league made 94%. Brandon McManus was 3-for-3 in his lone preseason appearance with the Broncos.
I think there's going to be a lot more pressure in that kick when there's a lot of games that end up pretty close and it comes down the extra point to push it into overtime. So that's going to be a lot more emphasis on that kick, and a lot of people are going to be sitting on the edge of their seats now.
The rule change will also allow the defense to score on the play, but the two-point conversion will stay at the 2-yard line. And speaking at a night with the coaches, Gary Kubiak said he doesn't think anything will really change.
It'll be interesting, though, because there's no research. I mean, the game's never been played that way, and, you know, how do people adjust? I see us working on two-point conversions a lot more now than we have in the past.
Kubiak mentioned studying this rule change and was given this 5-page report from the Broncos analytics department, which, among other things, showed the value of going for two. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.